Talking. Yo, episode 5, segment 5. Is you serious? 20 to God.
What's happening? Oh shit. What's happening? Reckless Texas, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, do that.
You already know.
You got everything you need.
We're gonna do a little slight interview with situation. We out here on a good Sunday. Just chilling, regular cooking out, regular shit, hood shit.
In the cut like a band-aid.
You already know. In the cut like peroxide. You know what I'm saying? You already know what time it is, you know what I mean?
Chilling like an igloo.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at bro. Hey, bro, come here, bro.
Yeah.
Careful. Come on, come here, bro. Say what it do. Tell them boys what's up. Come here, bro.
Oh, shit. We got the train going through. Big up to the train. Making a lot of fucking noise.
Whole lot of train shit.
Hold up.
That shit might have went over your heads, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Whole lot of train shit.
More or less.
Read into it, nigga.
More or less.
Yeah. Google that, bitch.
All right. Yeah, we here to talk to Cannon Block today, you know.
Yeah, Cannon Block out here.
You know what I'm saying? Five want to give a message out.
Yo, big shout out to motherfucking Corey High, the guard, you know what I mean? Motherfucking High Fizzle, you know whatever it is. We out here all day. Motherfucking 2836, HB's the gang, you know what it is. I love y'all niggas. One.
Already. Ain't no set tripping in this bitch, nigga, you hear me?
Ain't no set tripping in this bitch.
It's all love.
We colorblind.
Real shit. Real shit.
We see green though, right?
That's the only color that needs to be made.
One of my best friends got damn every different. Nigga, I got so much sense, nigga. We, you know what I'm saying?
So tell me about yourself, Cannon. Like, what's up, man? What's going on with you?
It's a whole lot of Cannon shit. And I miss my brother News, first and foremost, nigga. Law Live News, Cannon Black, Rashad Waller, my motherfucking brother. Texas, we out here. Shit, nigga been wrecking for the longest. Ever since I could talk, I was rapping. You feel me?
Already.
My first birthday, I took my first steps, my nigga. You know what I? No, real shit. Hey, look, check me out. My first birthday, right? I never took no steps before that, right? My very first birthday, I got up, right, and I took off running. I never even know how to walk yet. I just took off running. The door was open. I got up. I was gone. They had to come get me off the steps. I jumped off the porch, nigga. Hey, Kimpo, you heard me? My first birthday, G. Hey, look, I got up and started running, nigga. Never walked a day in my life. I just took off. Yeah, going down the steps, nigga. They had to come get me.
So what's the movement about? What's the movement about, yo?
The movement is Cannon. The movement is more... Cannon is a brotherhood and a sisterhood with the sisters we got in Cannon. Me and New used to call them Pretty Pistons.
Okay.
We got ladies of Cannon out there, you know what I'm talking about? Shaw, North Carolina is mainly where that Cannon shit started at. You know what I'm talking about? My nigga Trill, Mike D.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad Wild, Bad News, you know what I'm saying? Jay Black, we ain't forget about y'all boys, man. In Reckless Texas, bro. So, in the movement, after me and News, bro, we was back in 08, I believe, or 08. I had met bro was like 17, 18, something like that. But I know he was younger, because he couldn't get in the club with us. So he already had to stay back. But I stopped going to the club and kicking back with him, and me and him started becoming like that.
Right.
So, bro got there and found out a nigga be wrecking. Nigga be freestyling and shit. And then I found out he be wrecking too. And we were like, all right. And my cousin had the studio down there. And he was like, bro, we need to go down there and do something. What you want? How you want to do it? We were like, shit, bro. I don't know a whole lot of block shit. Like, what you think about Cannon Block? Cannon Block. We're going to be black. Cannon Block. All right, bet. So, it's Loose Cannon Block. That's when him and Trub, I believe, beforehand, because he knew Trub before me, that was Loose Cannon. So then I'm now, it's a whole bunch of Cannon shit going on. So now we got females that promote a lot of Cannon merch, shit like that.
Right.
Mama News, she got News, Yerb, she got that patent, that's his. He owned that now. He owned Yerb, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big movement, bro. It's, and then all we about is positivity, though, Kimpo, you feel me? We ain't on no reckless shit. Even though it might be Reckless Texas, we ain't on no reckless shit.
I mean,
even though his name was Bad News, that nigga, that my partner, bro. We two peas in the pod.
Right.
So the movement, it's a pay it forward movement. A whole lot of Cannon shit. Me into the swag of, we ain't worried about the next man's pockets. We making sure, we want to make sure the next nigga pockets are all right.
Already.
Shit like that.
So,
basically.
What's the projects you got going on right now? Like, what's
I got some shit going down around October. I ain't got the set date yet, but around October I'm gonna drop some shit. It's gonna be horror movie theme type swag. I'm wrecking that hoe. It's gonna be called Texas Microphone Massacre.
Okay.
You know you got Texas Chainsaw, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Texas Microphone Massacre. I'm bringing that hoe around Halloween too, nigga. I'm wrecking that hoe. You like that shit, right? That shit hard, nigga. Texas Microphone Massacre, right? And I'm Freddy Krueger the fuck up too on that hoe. I'm telling you.
So you burning shit up?
It's going
like
down.
You doing the grill?
It's going down, man.
Huh?
I'm Freddy Krueger with a chainsaw. What that nigga
said? Shit.
What that nigga is? I said, look, Kenfo, listen. If you could peep these, listen. This is how I'm coming on that hoe. Listen, you like horror movies? You like horror movies? I bet you can't peep my. Hey, look, this is a motherfucking preview of what to expect with the Texas.
Already, spit that shit then.
Let me wet my whistle real quick.
Already.
Let me get a little ski tight. Hello.
Look. Gonna get a little excerpt.
Hello.
Got a little excerpt.
Going down.
Microphone Massacre, yo.
Texas Microphone Massacre. Going down. Now, look, try and see if you can peep game. With the movies I say. All right, this is what I say. And mind you, at the beginning, I start this hoe off. Oh, that hoe cold, too.
Appreciate you.
Hell yeah, that bitch look pretty. All right, look.
Shout out to the Coronas for the coronavirus.
The Corona is good, y'all. The Corona. And look, if somebody listens to this right now, when they heard it, when I said that whole pretty, they probably think I'm talking about a female.
Yeah.
That's just how I talk. I'm talking about the Corona. The bitch look good.
You talking that shit?
Yeah, it look good. All right, look, check me out. You got it. I said, I'm Freddy Krueger with a chainsaw. First of all, before I get this shit started, Freddy Krueger don't got no chainsaw. The other nigga got a chainsaw, Leatherface dude, all right?
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm Michael Myers with a hockey mask. Michael Myers ain't got no hockey mask. Jason got a hockey mask. So I'm coming, I'm everybody, I'm coming too. Yeah. I said, Chucky nigga with a ratchet on me. When have you seen goddamn Chucky try to pop a pistol? He was trying to stab niggas. I said, I'm Jigsaw with a hatchet on me, the nigga from Saw, right?
Right, right.
All right, now let me go like this, like I said. Freddy Krueger with a chainsaw, Michael Myers with a hockey mask, Chucky nigga with a ratchet on me, Jigsaw with a hatchet on me. I fuck a bitch, can't drop the pussy, have a baby named Annabelle. I got more bars than a jail cell, I'm posted up like a piece of mail. I'm tattered up like a biker boy, my flow hot like a ladder boy. That bitch pussy is burnt up, she burn rubbers like tires, boy.
Ooh.
Now watch this though.
Watch it.
Now,
that dick melting.
Burn rubbers like.
That dick melting in that, huh?
Tired up like a biker boy, flow hot like, what's that? The salt? Salt? Alright, I got you.
I got it.
You got it, alright.
Go. Y'all continue.
Freddy Krueger with a chainsaw, Michael Myers with a hockey mask, Chucky nigga with a ratchet on me, Jigsaw with a hatchet on me. I'll fuck a bitch. You know the Conjuring and Annabelle is the same.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I'll fuck a bitch, conjure up the pussy, then have a baby named Annabelle. I got more bars than a jail cell, I'm posted up like a piece of mail. Tatted up like a biker boy, flow hot like a ladder boy. Your bitch pussy is burnt up, she burn rubbers like tires, boy. Now here come the horror movie shit. I'm about to fuck y'all head up. On some Papoose shit.
Oh shit.
This all gangster. Look, I said, I'm Pennywise, I've been doing it.
Uh-huh. All right? Uh-huh.
Pennywise, it?
Right, right.
It's about to go down now.
Right.
I'm Pennywise, I've been doing it. I'm Leprechaun with a pot of gold. I know my base at the motel. I'm about to get real psycho. I'm Hitchcock, I'm Stephen King. You got 7 days, bitch, peep the ring. You ever seen the movie The Ring?
Uh-huh.
What that little bitch say on the phone? It's 7 days, nigga. So look, Pennywise been doing it. I'm Leprechaun with a pot of gold. Norman Bates at the motel, finna get real psycho. I'm Hitchcock, I'm Stephen King. You got 7 days, bitch, peep the ring. Black gown, I made a scream. What that nigga wearing on the movie screen? A black gown.
A black gown.
Black gown, I made a scream. When darkness falls, I'm on the scene. Nigga, y'all not listening to me.
Oh, we hear it.
Y'all don't feel me?
We hear it.
Listen. I'm Hitchcock, I'm Stephen King. You got 7 days, bitch, peep the ring. Black gown, I made a scream. When darkness falls, I'm on the scene. I made a wrong turn on Silent Hill. I'm in Hannibal, we about to eat a meal. Hellraiser, don't give a damn. I got a nice hook like Candyman. Bro, listen, if y'all leave me alone.
Farewell to the flesh, huh?
Y'all leave me alone.
October.
Yes, October.
Listen, check me. That Texas Microphone Massacre. Listen, but look, it's not over yet. Check me out. Listen. Pennywise, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna spit the whole shit. Fuck it. Pennywise been doing it. I'm Leprechaun with a pot of gold. No bait at the motel. Finna get real psycho. I'm Hitchcock. I'm Stephen King. Got 7 days, bitch, peep the ring. Black gown, I made a scream. When darkness falls, I'm on the scene. Wrong turn on Silent Hill. I'm at Hannibal. We about to eat a meal. Hellraiser, don't give a damn. I got a nice hook like Candyman. man. Not normal, I'm abnormal. My activities be paranormal. Getting hit by a pumpkin head. She swallow up, no conversation. Drop her off on the side street. That's her final destination. My Jeep creep, I'm a Jeep creeper. I'm on Elm Street by Crystal Lake. Ted Bundy wanna come to money. I'm Jason bitching this Friday. Like if y'all don't get the whole
Ted Bundy be killing them bitches.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
So Cannon.
What they talking about?
So Cannon.
What's happening?
What's your globalization? What's your outlook on what's going on right now out here, man? With this whole, you know, coronavirus shit. Like, how you feel about this shit that's going on right now?
My life ain't changed.
Everything's still good?
Yup.
Everybody family still good?
Yup. I've been doing the same thing I've been doing.
My nigga.
I've been doing what I feel like.
So you got roach blood? I got roach blood. I can survive the toxic. A toxic but nuclear bomb hit right now, nigga.
A bomb? What happened?
A nuclear bomb hit right now, and I still be living.
Oh yeah, I'm on the scene.
I got the roach blood.
I don't know about no shortage of nothing. And you know it's a shortage of something. I don't know, nigga. I still got it.
Right.
That's like how y'all. That's how this black motherfucker here want to talk about light skin niggas. Talking about we out of. He always want to talk about niggas out of style, right?
Right. Yeah.
Light skin niggas never even knew we were in style.
Y'all was in style. Y'all was in style for a minute.
And this is why I'm glad we're talking right now.
Y'all niggas was running the streets.
I told you I'm gonna do.
Right.
Huh? I told you I was gonna do.
Chris Breezy.
Yeah. CB put us on.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Fuck that.
Yeah, he is.
Listen. No, because Wayne Brady is light skinned.
Oh, hell nah.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne
Brady's not even black.
Yeah, that nigga ain't even black.
Wayne Brady's Wayne Brady. He got his own. He like Tiger Woods.
Wayne Brady got his own.
You know what I'm saying? Calibration. Calibration.
While we're on the subject of race, I just want to say to a light-skinned male that light lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to say
light lives matter.
Light lives matter. If it ain't light, it ain't right.
Oh. Light lives. Light lives matter. That's a whole different dialect.
Light skin don't be.
Nah, it's not. We ain't fucking with the black lives because that's coming from the.
This is all about light lives shit going on.
Light lives is light lives.
It's light lives.
Them, Obama, right. Chris Brown,
ain't no them. It's us.
Right.
There's no them. Right. It's all us. Y'all wanted this shit?
Right.
No, listen.
I can name all of these niggas.
No.
Right.
Y'all wanted this
so
shit.
So what about the niggas that use the cream? What about niggas that use the cream?
They
bleach their shit. They bleach the Jamaicans.
I'm coming for the juggler.
He's a
oh my god. Oh my god.
These motherfucking black niggas, they wanted this shit. I'm Amber Pop. Listen, fuck y'all. We're starting a fucking movie. We out here.
Yeah.
Talk about this shit.
So you've been doing you do videos? Yo, you do videos and all that shit, don't you?
No, never mind. I thought this guy.
Cannon, you do videos and all that shit, don't you?
Yeah, I hold out Cannon shit. I do videos and shit.
Yeah, you be shooting videos and shit. I be seeing your neighborhood.
Yeah, go on YouTube, put in BWE Space Star. And make sure you look up Concrete, Dear Mama G Mix. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
See your boy.
Right.
Go listen to Dear Mama. Type in Dear Daddy Remix, BWE Star.
Shit, nigga, we used to be in the streets together.
I know.
We would run up against each other, but not be against each other. You feel me?
That's how it's supposed to be.
Right. So we meet each other in the after-hours spot.
Uh-huh.
Everybody just come together on one accord.
And then don't see an individual for a period of time, but when you see him, it was just like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was just like it was yesterday already. So, I mean... Pulling up shit, my nigga. You already know.
Once again, light lives matter.
Light lives do matter. LLM?
Let me see. LLM, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, aren't those cigarettes?
I think so.
Oh, L&M's? No, I want one.
LLM's. LLM's.
Light matters. We smoke. Light lives matter. We smoke L&M's. If it ain't light, it ain't right.
Shit.
You like the light.
And all we want to do is come to the... First of all, we are a race of where we have been decriminalized. Is that the word? Is that good or bad? Decriminalized.
Decriminalized.
Let me tell you some real shit. All
right.
Speaking of decriminalizing, let me tell you why motherfuckers is stupid as fuck out here. Listen, it was this place in Charlotte, North Carolina, right? It was going down in that hood. It was like a big ass Cody set of a orange apartment buildings. And niggas was out that bitch getting it. Right there, though. All right there. You could tell. They weren't even hiding it. You could tell. You pull up in there, it's the trap, right?
Right.
So now, You got like the motherfucking mayor or the police, the motherfucking goddamn chief or whatever the hell, saying he wants to tear that neighborhood down because it's not a good thing to have. This is why these niggas is dumb. You tear that neighborhood down, it's about motherfucking 18 different goddamn duplexes, you feel me? So it's about 30, 40 motherfuckers up in that motherfucker. That whole little shit, right? Mm-hmm. So check me out. Once you turn that shit down, where they gonna go? They gonna spread across Charlotte, nigga, like the fucking plague, nigga. You feel me? It's like you ever stepping on an anthill and the motherfucker spread?
Right.
Okay, you just tore down a project where them niggas was a controlled drug environment. Everybody knew that shit was a drug environment. Now you kick them niggas out of their crib, tore down the neighborhood, and now you got these niggas, you got some of these niggas on the east side of Charlotte.
Hitting
west side,
the suburbs, down, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Rural you counties.
Done, you done spread the virus, you stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, but that's what they want. That's what they want. They want that. That's what they want.
And guess what? And niggas is there to deliver it, motherfucker.
So do you love the South?
I love the South.
You love the South, or do you love... Virginia's is the beginning of the South, technically.
I love the South. Virginia,
But the deep, it's the beginning of the South.
Virginia is not the South.
It's the beginning of the South.
Hell no. Nah.
That's what they consider the beginning of the South.
Who's niggas?
The
reason why, that's New York niggas that say that.
Mm-mm.
Because Virginia's below New York, so y'all call it the South.
Nah, hell no. This is what the white man says.
Oh, fuck. That
remember, this
lying.
Is the first slavery state.
That nigga fucking lying. This ain't the South.
It's the first slavery state.
I'm from the South.
This what niggas was getting hanged.
I know. And niggas were getting hung.
Lynchburg.
Bro, I'm from dirty South. Bro, I'm from Central. I'm from the South. When I say South Central, I'm not talking about LA.
Alrighty.
I'm talking about the Central of America.
Uh-huh.
Straight down to the South.
Right.
Right in the middle of it.
I'm from Charleston. I'm from Charleston, actually.
I'm right there.
I never lived in Charleston, but my family's from Charleston. I visit Charleston
often. But you be
often.
Out there, though.
Right, often. You know what I'm saying? But
how you end up out here?
Work, to Virginia?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. See, got Uncle.
Shit was crazy. You know what I mean? I had to. I was out in the streets. I was out in the streets, like I told you.
And my man Texas, right there.
That's Ma.
Yeah, that's Ma.
I Hello. Missed you.
I'm
something like a big deal. Yeah. Why you gonna put the phone on me while I got?
I'm on vacation.
Okay. Oh, okay then.
Yeah, yo. Shout out to five moms,
bro,
yo.
Stupid. My nigga, oh yeah, bro, here, you want this?
Real shit, I came to Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I came to Virginia and I got away from the streets and then I just ran right back into the streets.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
How long did you was you able to get up out the streets before you got back in the streets?
Well, I was cold turkey for about a good 2 years.
You ain't have your pinky toe dipped in that hole?
Nah, I was looking though. I had the evil eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that
I had that joint like this all the time.
That hoe was ready, wasn't it?
I said, damn, this nigga acting real regular. Like, you a regular nigga? You a regular New York nigga that came out here to work for real? I'm like, yeah, you know.
Oh, shit. They was some shit like, I was oh, like, you ain't on here on no bullshit.
Yeah.
I
was like Bruce Banner. You know how Bruce Banner go to the town, he don't want to turn to the Incredible Hulk?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, nobody can't make him mad because if you make him mad, you know what I'm saying?
It's over.
He's fucking shit up.
You wouldn't like me when I'm mad.
Right.
Shit.
You don't want to see me when I'm mad.
When I went to Charlotte, I was raised in Texas, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I went to Charlotte, bro, with the clothes on my back, bro. No bullshit. That's real shit. I went to Charlotte, clothes on my back. I'm talking to you.
Right.
My sister had called me from and she was like, why you want to stay down there? Basically, like, cause like a lot of niggas were getting murdered and everything. And she's like, why don't you just want to come down here? I'm like, fuck it. So I left that night with $10.
Right.
And then when I got to Charlotte, guess how much money I had, nigga? $10.
Right.
Yep, I was out there. I wasn't hustling, nigga. I was struggling. But struggling taught me how to hustle. You
yes.
feel me?
It forces you.
I got the mind of a hustler and the heart of a struggler.
So you know what Jay said? You know what Jay said? Middle finger to the law, nigga, gripping my balls.
Huh? You can write that shit down if you want to, alright, bro?
Feeling like my hand was forced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I everything that I could control that I've been through is my fault. But the shit that didn't happen, right. I mean the shit that did happen that I had no control over,
mm-hmm.
I cannot do that and I can't help the way.
That's
I
life
did.
Lessons though.
Yeah, I know it
Experience
is.
Experience is the best teacher, right?
It is. And it was a lot. It was a lot at once. You feel me?
Right.
It wasn't like I ain't come home. Not like it, like even in my rap, you never hear me say I came from a broken home. I didn't come from a broken home. I had my mom, my dad. You feel me? They was there. But I had to learn what it's like to have that. And they food every day, you feel me?
Right.
Got my own crib, I mean my own room, all this shit, whatever. all the new games come out, I'm getting everything my mom and my dad got me, feel me?
Right.
And all of a sudden, my dad died, bow. And all of a sudden, my mom had a stroke and aneurysm, bow. And all of a sudden, my nigga murdered my front porch, bow. All this shit within 3 years.
Jesus Christ.
Just like that. I ain't even 18 yet, nigga. Right. Can a nigga breathe?
Right.
I said, God, I love you. I get it, bro. Chill out for a second, man. I ain't never questioned the Lord, you feel me?
Right.
But like, bro, I was numb. I didn't know that I was on autopilot.
Right.
I started getting locked up. When I got locked up, I didn't even give a fuck. You feel right. me? It was a little dumb shit, but when I got locked up, when I was in there, I'm in there with the killers.
Right.
I'm in that bitch in the motherfucking holding cell. My first time in jail ever, I'm in the holding cell. It's about fucking 40 of us, bro. This nigga's in there pissy drunk. This nigga's over there pissing on the floor. Niggas shitting, throwing up in their sleep, nigga. Somebody banging on the door. This nigga's nasty, nigga. Disgusting in that hole.
Right.
But I wasn't even tripping. It was normal to me.
It's regular shit.
But it wasn't supposed to be. You feel me? That my first time there. Why am I so comfortable? It was like, nigga, I was comfortable in that hole.
You was numb.
Man, I was numb, Ken. And then look, I went. They finally put me on the kitchen trustee. I went in that bitch at like 4 o'clock in the morning after like being 3 days in that hole. I see my niggas in there. I ain't seen in like 4 years.
Right.
They're like, man, what up, Ken? Falling, man. What's happening? Talking to them niggas. We in that bitch. And automatically, as soon as I go in that hole, these niggas already got a plan. My first time in jail. As soon as I see these niggas, they talking about, yeah, old dude right there, the top cell, bro. By 6 a.m., bro, the guard come in. We was in a dorm, right? It was probably like only like 20. It was like 22 of us in a dorm. The guards come twice a day. They come at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come at like motherfucking like 10 o'clock at night. When we get our food, it's inmates selling us the food.
Right.
It's other people.
Right, trustees.
Yeah, trustees.
Right.
The guards don't ever come in here. So if you get your ass beat, you just get your ass beat. And if you go for that button, you a snitch now.
Right.
So it's a lose-lose.
Right.
Right? It's my first time in jail. This nigga talking about, hey, bro, yeah, that nigga in the front on the top bunk right there. When the guard leave at 6, we're going to crack his head with a broom, nigga. And we're gonna stab that nigga up. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, who him? Like, it's normal. I said, who him? Oh, all
right. Right.
Young, I'm 17, nigga. I don't know what's going on, bro. And I swear to God, I'm not glorified. I mean, what you said the other day, it's not right. glorifying. It's experience.
It's experience.
Yeah.
Experience is the best teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not glorification. You know, if you was glorifying it, then you still be there.
If I was glorifying it, I would make it seem like that shit was cool to do.
Right.
I'm letting y'all niggas know that nigga, I'm fucked up out here. You feel me? My head, like, nigga, look, that's why I made an appointment with my doctor, too.
So
nigga,
you got the PS, you got the PS,
PTSD.
Right.
Nigga, I don't like when shit be happening sometimes. I don't know what be going. People might be thinking I be tripping sometimes. Because I might be talking to you, bro. And I swear to God, I'll be like this. And I'll look, because something happened over there, I'll be like this. I ain't tripping. I ain't just twitch off nowhere.
Right.
I'm still with you.
Right.
But my eyes just, like, you know, you remember, what is that? Is that I Love Jeannie? Where,
yeah.
Where the lady blink?
Yeah, bing, bing.
Yeah, she do that shit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what I do sometimes when I have a backflash moment. I'll
right.
be like this. I'll be like, you feel me?
Right.
So it be fucking me up. So, like, when it comes to the house with a domino, I didn't realize everything I went through until News died. When he got, I mean, I always had anxiety and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when News died, 2 years ago,
right,
I realized I felt every pain I ever felt in my life. I felt my dad's death, my mom's death, my grandma's death, my friend Waco's death, Young Jersey's death, Tyrone's death. I felt all them deaths. I felt all that. It all came at me at once. Nigga, I was in a dark place. I didn't give a fuck. And the fucked up thing about, see, back then when I was an autopilot, I didn't know I didn't give a fuck.
Right.
This shit right here that I felt,
mm-hmm.
I knew I didn't give a fuck. And I did not give a fuck about not giving a fuck. Whatever.
That's already, nigga.
You feel me? Whatever.
Yeah, already.
I had no feelings. I'm fucked up. But guess what? But when I went to the funeral, I guarantee you I had the whole table laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I had everybody smiling, ear to ear. I'm outside throwing up because I'm so sick. I'm so tired.
So, you know,
I'm hurt.
This to me is like, you know, the overall message through my podcast is mental okay. health. You know what I mean?
Mental health, man.
Mental
serious.
Health. No, it's serious because niggas like us, we hold a lot of shit in.
I know we got feelings too.
Yeah, we hold a lot of shit in, so people don't think we got feelings.
No, we do.
We do.
And I don't got no gray area in my shit. Yeah. So I might come off aggressively and tell you how the fuck I feel on accident, but I'm not being rude.
I'm just being me.
I'm being me. I'm emotional. If I'm mad, I'm pissed.
Now you're just being emotional. Yeah. That's not emotional. It's true, being straight true. Up.
It's just being what it is.
It's just being straight up. If emotional.
You're right. Emotional is different.
You're emotional right. is real, real, real bitchy.
Okay.
It ain't got nothing to do with female or male.
So basically, I get what you're saying. You're saying like you like, nah, and you just being raw and rugged.
You just being who you are.
Being raw and rugged with it. Like, it's what it is.
It's what it is.
I feel you.
That's how it was back in the days before. Now all this laws and rules where you can, where you can't say certain things, yeah, or be certain
that
way.
Fuck that. I'm like that. I talk.
Shit is what it is.
I can't help it. And I'm a trendsetter too.
Right.
I don't follow no trends. I don't give a fuck about what's going on next.
Already.
You feel me? It took me forever to get an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about no goddamn iPhone. Bro, I can have bread in my pocket and some slides on, right?
Right.
Or I could be broke as shit with some $200 J's on. You never know. Who knows?
Right.
I don't give a fuck about them materialistic.
What they
shit.
Say, the brokest nigga is the loudest.
That's what I ain't say.
Right. So when we chill regular, we just chill regular.
We chillin', yeah, she left.
You already said you moved back.
Yeah. Don't nobody give a damn.
No, you know, bodies in my house.
No, I'm fucking with bro.
You're crazy.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong, bro? Oh, you, what happened, bro? Oh, I don't know what happened.
She's when you doing that, man?
What's up?
Probably this weekend.
What you doing, bro?
Damn. Farewell?
What are you doing?
If y'all want to.
What am I missing?
I got work this fucking weekend.
Bro, you leaving?
Bro, it's right down the street.
I know. No, listen, Kipo. I'm trying to.
That shit ain't right down the street.
They made it bad. They made it sad. I'm trying to ask you.
She's
what I'm saying. So you just moving, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I thought I was going to a funeral or something.
I hope not.
Nah, I know, right? The way I just. But the way y'all looked at it, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, nigga. I'm about to start praying and shit. I'm about to do a prayer circle. She talking about, oh.
We do need one of them.
Let's start prayer circles.
This podcast today,
what's up,
is depicted on just family values, togetherness, blood. Blood is thicker than water. You know what I mean? But you know, sometimes water quenches the thirst. You know what I mean?
Oh shit, niggas is doing that shit out
here. Hey, out here. Hey, out here. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Huh? No?
So you can't do it.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh shit. He ain't playing.
Yo, what the world?
He out here.
I mean.
Yeah, the life, yo, the life was supposed to be the life, right? But
we were born to live, not to die.
Yeah, like
in other cases, we've not been born.
Niggas out here, say black is king. Niggas doing too much snitching.
She said black is king.
Snitching is like fucking just great now. You know what I mean?
Black is king. My bad.
Nah.
I'm listening to you. This nigga over here talking about black is king.
Yeah, he gonna be.
Light lives matter. Why are you gang banging on the lights again?
You just motherfucking got
you know,
on me.
He always gonna, there's always a civil war between
the
darkies and the lighties. You know, it's the house niggas and the field niggas.
Time,
you know what I mean?
Next time,
I'm fucking
time,
picking the fucking cotton.
I got some.
And this nigga's in the house with the suit on.
The next time,
let's go get the guns for us.
The next time you want to
be in the house with the suit on, talking about Momo talking about he ain't picking no more cotton. I say, oh, listen, motherfucking Alfred. Alfred, listen to me, Alfred.
Got the gun,
let me tell you something, Alfred. When Master go to sleep, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill Master and his wife.
Now, y'all look out.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you talking about light lives matter.
Light lives matter, you know.
Because this goes back to my little PTSD shit. I forgot complete what I was going to say.
You said you got that shit bad. We all got that shit bad.
No, I know, so I'm trying to remember what happened. Light
he
lives
said you
matter.
You was going to a psychiatrist. You're going to...
Oh, yeah, I am.
You know what I mean?
He said black is king.
Black is king. He talking that Beyonce shit over there. That's what he talking. Yo. That's that Lion King shit. Everything the light touches your kingdom.
Oh,
you know
I
saying?
Got it. I remember I was going to say.
Yes, she is.
Next time you
she getting that Jay-Z cock.
And you want to have like that little light like on top of your oven. Turn that light off. Don't use our light bright.
I don't.
That oven light that you keep on at night, that's only for light-skinned people to use.
I use the sun.
That's our light bright. So next time you want to keep it dim inside.
I'm used to my light being out. So
you feel me?
I just guess by the smell.
You feel me?
I'm used to that light being out anyway, so I guess by the smell.
I got a Christmas tree.
I stand on niggas' couches and say, "Fuck your couches, night skins."
I got a Christmas tree in my crib. I like that.
Sunday night memes, yo. We out here, yo.
I got a Christmas tree in my crib still up.
Regular shit.
Been up for like 6 years.
I got a Christmas tree in my motherfucking my closet. My cats think that shit is they fucking tree. I'm gonna throw that shit out tomorrow.
They gonna be... on a serious note.
Okay.
On a serious note.
Uh huh.
It is no light skin. We all black.
We all black.
When they look at us, all the thing
they niggas. They're niggas.
Oh, yeah. Besides the boys, besides
look at them niggas.
Yeah, look, listen. Yeah. Besides the jokes, all that shit we were just doing, that was jokes. Yeah.
Right.
We're allowed to do it, and y'all not.
But
so
see, we
try to do it. But no,
we agree to disagree.
Yeah, but when it comes to what Sis said, that's some G shit. Yeah.
You get out of pocket.
All bullshit aside,
you're missing
though,
the knee.
All bullshit,
you know what I mean?
Aside, nigga. Don't yeah. It's like that.
Don't get it fucking niggas. Twisted.
We some niggas out
there's
here.
There's no division in this conversation.
We ain't niggas, but we niggas ain't. No, we niggers.
We niggas to them.
We niggas. We niggas with the A. We niggas with the A. Yeah. But to them, we niggers
we
with the ER. You know what I mean?
We're colored.
Right.
Because all of the
right. Minorities. Minorities.
Minorities.
Right.
And that includes a whole lot of ethnicity.
Yeah.
If it's Friday night.
Don't let that shit go over your head.
No. Listen, if it's Friday night and all five of us are in that car and we get pulled over, the description gonna be five black people.
Right. That's niggers. Two that's dog niggas, be. Too. We got two dog niggas. They probably got the drugs on them and the guns.
Nah, look, you know what I mean? The real cops are doing to me? One time we got pulled over, one of the guys,
she's real light. I don't think she has anything.
This nigga called a backup.
All right. Get the niggas first.
A K-9 unit, bro. He called a K-9.
Yeah.
But he only went to my door. He said, get the drugs. Yes. I'm just saying, it's four other people in the car. He took the dog right to my door, talking about, get the drugs.
That's
like,
how they do.
I ain't got shit on me.
But they wouldn't believe us four black motherfuckers was trying to help that lady out that car
that bitch,
yesterday.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about that. You
let's
feel
talk
me?
About that.
Say, you know what I mean? I hear kicking.
Hey, look, man. It's Willie Bobo's, man. It's Willie Bobo's all through this motherfucker, son. You know that, my nigga. It's Willie Bobo's everywhere. It's Willie Lump Lumps. All that shit, my nigga.
What we got on there? What we doing?
Ain't nothing on there.
We waiting?
Yeah.
They ready.
Y'all ready? What you gonna put the asparagus on?
I don't know. What we doing? What about the steaks and shit? What y'all doing?
We waiting for the ribs. Y'all ready to eat?
I don't know. I'm not ready to eat yet. I'm chilling.
I'm not ready.
Yeah, and that's why I ain't throw the steaks on.
All right, then.
We're going like another 10 minutes. I'm going to cut it. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Nah, you all right. No.
We talking about steaks in the joint, too. Black Lives Matter. Steaks matter, too, nigga.
Nah. I'm just telling you.
The only thing I like
this is dope.
My steak.
This is dope. So look.
No, all this shit, yeah.
So look, this is dope. Like we got candy, we got candy block.
Oh, you said not burnt ones.
No, I said included burnt ones. Excuse me.
The Freddy Krueger style.
You gonna get it right.
Did she say included burnt ones? She included you in there. She got love for you.
She had that night. He had that Nightmare on Elm Street shit.
When you were talking about burnt ones, were you talking about steaks or his complexion?
Oh. Shots being fired. Shots being fired.
The black and the
bourbon,
the better the juice, nigga.
Oh, shit.
That shit was marinated real good.
That's some 227 shit y'all got going on there, yo.
I don't discriminate.
I like them light,
Puerto Rican and Haitian.
Like a light dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That pussy pink inside, regardless. Huh? Right.
I used to hate that shit. When niggas used to like just be, my niggas used to be out like doing like with females and shit, and have to be the most rent. My niggas be doing shit like this. He be trying to make a female look good, bro. The bitch be ugly as fuck, bro. And he be like, bro, you ain't know I got me a new one, right? I was like, bro, she like a weird bad. Like,
a weird bad.
Yeah, I'm like, what you mean a weird bad? He's like, I don't know, bro. Like, she got this little tattoo like by her ankle, bro. And then she just like, I look at her ugly hair. What the fuck you talking about? She got a little smile thing on her. But you trying to make her look good, nigga. I'm ashamed of you, bro. Don't tell ever. Bro, I caught the nigga one day walking around. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, bro. I caught that nigga, bro, with a six pack walking down the motherfucking, down the motherfucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
He out like he ain't fuck with the bitch no more. I caught that nigga. He was supposed to get caught, too. Because ain't nowhere in fuck. He got, man, I caught this nigga. He was like this with a six pack. So I'm like, what's up, bro? He was like, remember the movie Sign when the alien went like this?
Yeah.
That was what that
nigga
was like. He was like, what's up?
Yeah,
that's what he looked like. Yeah.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna say no name, bro, but look, one day this nigga got, bro, this girl would deserve to get caught cheating. I swear to God, bro, I don't give a fuck. If you get caught like that, you, bro, nigga, the universe is against you. You need to talk to God. Man, my nigga.
Right with God.
But guess what? We was in the wrong, but okay, I'm gonna get to it. Hold on. My nigga called me. He was like, bro, I'm gonna get a hotel room. Look, me, my nigga, bro, we was tripping, bro. We had so much bread. We was tripping. We didn't know what to do. We had no relationships. We were just out here going down, getting tattooed. This whole ass, look at this whole ass tattoo right here. Look at bitch. I said, I want to keep your head up on my chest. So when I look down, I'll keep my head up. And I want to go across. Look how smart this bitch is. And then, and like, the pain was going deep. So I'm thinking, like, the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, nigga, hitting that hoe. That nigga talking about, you like it? I'm looking at her. I'm like, nigga. If I could go like that, nigga, no, what the fuck? You're supposed to be one of these.
Right.
I'm going to lift my shirt up with this tag.
Right.
I can't even see the fucking bitch. $200.
Jesus Christ.
And my nigga got a motherfucking goddamn, Texas goddamn, a motherfucking the state of Texas with a skull and smoke and money and all that shit. So, it was $100 a piece. He got all that shit like I did. The shit coming off. For real, it's coming off. It's missing them. The ones I got that were professional in shops are the worst tattoos I ever got. All the other ones I didn't get in the shop, they're the best ones that held more. Yeah. What the fuck they talking about? Oh ass niggas. Bitch.
Sometimes be like that, man.
I forgot the fuck I was talking about. See, that's what happens.
Ah, right, Sunday vibes, man. We just chilling regular out here. 20 to go.
I just know it just led to tattoos.
Cannon block out here, you know. Everybody just chilling regular.
Like
sometimes you gotta let your head down, just chill. We're Blue Boy about to get up out of here in another couple of days.
Yeah.
We're gonna miss this nigga. You know?
It's my birthday today. You see,
like I ain't coming back.
See now you see,
shit, nigga. He ain't gonna just drive over here, nigga. That's 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
I drive that motherfucker every day.
Used to. Are you going to the video?
Might as well just stay.
Nah, I'm about to blow my. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I ain't even get on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I drive, nigga.
Shit. Yeah, pull up, nigga.
Do you see now why I thought it was like a bad shit going on?
Yeah.
Because just now when he said, like, if I would have walked up, he was like,
right.
Yeah, we gonna miss this nigga, man. I'm like, bro, like, it's like, is something going on? Like, is it a secret that I didn't even know about? Like, have you been like diagnosed with anything?
Hell no.
Or do you have time?
No.
He said, sure. Do you got time?
And why ain't nobody telling me about it? Why is it a big secret? I need to know this.
Straight.
Okay, good.
Good money.
All right. Damn, nigga.
Don't make it work.
The fuck?
Yeah,
nigga,
man, we just...
I was telling niggas earlier, when I went to the hospital, my kidneys was failing. I went to the hospital, I was in that hole. I had motherfucking, so much motherfucking Facebook messages on that bitch. Nigga was hitting me up, talking about, bro, you act like you can't hit niggas back. Like, I know you see me calling you. Man, what's up, bro? I know you know how you... Yeah, I like, nigga can't even die right. I'm getting attacked, nigga. I'm in this hole with IVs on a liquid diet. These niggas talking about, you feel me? I'm getting mad at this talking about, oh, you acting funny now. Bitch, I'm dying, ho.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm dying.
Right.
So look, I know I getting committed. I was telling Kenfo, bro, listen, bro. I went to the hospital on Monday, bro. My nigga, I was throwing up from Sunday night at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I was throwing up from then until 4 a.m. the next day for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, alcohol poisoning?
No, I was just throwing up, bro. I don't know. My throat was just swollen shut. I'm going to tell you what happened. And I was throwing up, bro. I couldn't keep nothing down, bro. I'm talking about the room was spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I went to the hospital finally. Them niggas said I had symptoms of the coronavirus, right? Watch this. This is their go-to shit, bro. It's coronavirus. They use this shit, bro. It's fucked up, bro, because I could have been got help, bro. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. First day I went, they said, yeah, some coronavirus. They gave me some motherfucking strep throat medicine and some stomach medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I was throwing up on the way back from the hospital. Still throwing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then I finally tell you, the next morning, I'm still fucked up, bro. I'm still fucked up. And I hate hospitals. So for me to go, it's serious. You feel me? So I'm at the crib, bro. I went to the store. Hold on. Pardon me. Hey, bro. Bruh.
Five.
I knew it. All right, hey, listen. So look, when I went, I know. But okay, so check. Look, I had went and got my mother in law some from the store. I got here.
All you had to do was that rope.
I know. Yeah. I know. I hear you, nigga.
I'm not rolling ever.
I hear y'all. I hear y'all. Y'all, I'm right here. Look,
that's that FN and HN.
These niggas don't give a
Bill nigga house nigga.
I'm not rolling ever.
This nigga here.
Just roll 10 blunts for me.
That's all. Hey, look, you know what's so fucked up when kid folks see me? It's not that he's that happy to see me. He's happy because he's like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't gotta roll no more. Yeah. You roll one this morning?
That's what's up.
Yeah, shit crazy, yo. Just enjoying the Sunday. 20 to God, just chilling regular. We about to sign out with Cannon Block, yo.
Alright, we about to sign out. Let me end the story with this right here about how the hospital some hoe ass shit. I'm gonna make it quick, too. We about to sign out. Because Ken Folk got shit to do. Alright, check me out. I went to the hospital again. I went the second time. The motherfucker got in and told me the same shit. Alright, third time, I'm at the crib now. And mind you, this is me going to the hospital. I don't like hospitals, so this is serious. I'm going for a reason. Mm-hmm. The next day, I was at home by myself, bro. I sat down on the couch on the edge, bro. I got up, bro, and everything spun, bro, and I fell head first into the damn table, bro, and busted my head right here.
Right.
Busted my shit wide open, bro. Next thing I know, I woke up in the kitchen, and I couldn't move my body. Everything I tried, like my body was in control of my mind. It was body over mind, not mind over matter no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I was crawling across the fucking floor, bro. I was trying to listen to make a light of the story. I crawled to the bathroom because I thought that I was goddamn. Maybe I put some water on my face, right? So I went to the bathtub, right? I'm leaning over the bathtub. I can't move though. I'm on the bathtub. I turned the water on. I said, "Fuck no! I'm not getting this bathtub. Too many celebrities die in bathtubs."
Oh my god!
I had flashbacks.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I had flashbacks. I said, "That's where niggas die at." I said, "I'm getting the fuck up out of this bathroom. Niggas die on bathroom floors in bathtubs." So I crawled back out the bathroom. Nigga, I'm hurt. I'm by myself. I see my phone, right? I can't move my hands, bro. My hands are like this. So it takes me about 3 minutes even to press a button. I press the button. I finally called the person. I can't come get me. When they came, I couldn't move. The ambulance had to come. The ambulance came, they got me. They put me on a motherfucking stretcher. It looked like I'm having an exorcism on that hoe.
Damn.
I said my body couldn't move. I mean, my body couldn't stop moving. I was seizing, bro.
Right.
Get back in the hospital. They take my blood. And I kept telling these niggas. I kept saying, give me that thing. Give me that thing. They said, what thing? What are you talking about? What thing?
Like an epi shot.
I was thinking about this shit on movies when niggas be got them going crazy and like, and they calm down.
Bring you back.
Yeah, right. Because I couldn't stop moving. I just kept telling them, give me that thing. Give me that thing. They was like they probably thought I was on drugs or some shit. You feel me?
Right.
So they took my blood though. And then all of a sudden they gave me that thing. And I was like, I was back to normal. I said, okay. Soon as I get back to normal, the doctor come in and he said, we need him on 283. His kidneys are failing right now. Now I'm aware of shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Am I dying or some shit?
Right.
I'm up there. They got me in a wheelchair. They were like, yeah, you're not going anywhere for a while, buddy.
God damn.
I got ID, but not that. So now when I say you're not going for a while, buddy, I'm getting my shit comfortable mode. I'm looking. I got my TV. Got me a little shower and shit.
Right.
They had a little apron. I mean, not an apron, a little thing for me. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. They were like, you don't have to even get
a little gown shit with
the gown, yeah.
With the meat out.
No. I had my sweatpants. Oh, chilling. Yeah, I wasn't walking around.
I free balling that joint.
I was in the whole chilling though.
Farting on the sheet.
So these motherfuckers talking about. I said, look, I ain't know I'm gonna get a minute today, so I'm hungry. Can I get some dinner? And they were like, yes, your menu's right here. And with a big ass menu, they had deli sandwiches, chicken. I was like, oh, it's going down in this hole. I'm in this bitch on vacation, nigga.
Right.
They said, your menu is right here on the side, sir. It was a little fucking little menu in aqua blue coloring. I mean, aqua blue fucking font. Talking about, liquid diet. That was my menu. All this shit. I had the kid menu. They said, but it said chicken, beef.
They played you.
Nah, but look, I thought I was good because it said chicken, beef, or vegetable.
Right.
I said, let me get some chicken.
Yeah.
Them hoes came in that bitch with a motherfucking little boat, a little thing of Jello.
Uh-huh.
A motherfucking little small ass little goddamn icy thing.
Uh-huh.
And a fucking coffee mug.
Mm.
I'm like, where the fucking chicken is?
Struggle.
I opened up the coffee mug, nigga. It was broth.
Damn.
I had to drink the food.
Fucked up, man.
I was on a liquid diet, man. But when I got that, I tried to go get a steak. This shit ain't work out right. It took me about 2 months to get back eating right.
Right.
But long story short, the reason I'm bringing this shit up is the whole time I was going to the fucking hospital, them 2 days, my kidneys were failing on me.
Right.
They kept trying to say coronavirus. It was not that. My kidneys were, my body was telling me, nigga, you about to shut down.
Right.
That third day, it was over. My body said, nigga, I tried to warn you. They kept sending me home, bro.
So you saying they just throwing the coronavirus at anything now?
Yeah, a lot of people that I believe that passed away in hospitals ain't all about coronavirus. They might have had motherfucking cancer. They just want to say it was coronavirus.
Right.
Oh, he had cancer. Oh, the coronavirus has something to do with his cancer. No, right. Cancer has something to do with his death.
Right.
Hmm.
Right. You he already had a sickness.
They talking about corona has something to do with his cancer. Mm-hmm. No, cancer has something to do with his death.
Right.
Think about that, nigga.
Right. Corona is just... the corona is the bullshit then, my nigga.
My nigga Pac say, I'm not saying I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee I'll spark the brain that does change the world.
Right.
And yes, I am going to say I'm a thug. Cause I came from the gutter, and I'm still here.
And I'm still here.
You got to say here.
Yeah.
You got to say here. You say like that.
Real shit, Candy Block. I fuck with you, my nigga.
You too, G. Good conversation.
I had to pull up on you, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do this shit again.
Yeah. It's my birthday today, too.
It's his birthday every day, yo. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming up soon, too.
Real shit, tomorrow's birthday again.
You know what I mean? We celebrated yesterday, but it's today, though, and it's coming up tomorrow. Hey.
20 to God, man. You serious, man. Segment 5, man. We out of here. Holla at your boy. News.